Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Read with your money, only on Money FM 89.3.
He's a CEO. He's been honored for being an outstanding social worker. You may have heard him on Chinese radio talking about his experiences. Maybe you've read his columns in Lianhe Zhaobao. A disapproving member of public once chastised him for talking about his mother so publicly, underscoring how here in an Asian society, an open and frank discussion about being a caregiver with a mother with dementia can be seen as airing public laundry or doing something that goes against being a filial son. But when you read his book, which has been translated from the Mandarin to English, you'll see that this is a very loving, a very honest, a very Samuel account of a son on a 10-year journey with his mama, with dementia, ma. And it can open many conversations, I think, about what it really means to be a caregiver in today's Singapore. So it's time to welcome the founder and CEO of Montfort. And that, listener, is a network of community-based services and programs that are committed to helping individuals and families and communities in transition. He's the author of Can I Hold You a While Longer? Samuel Ng, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Michelle. Thank you for your kind introduction. And hello to the friends and fans of Money FM.
Oh.
I'm very happy to be here. Yay.
We are very happy to welcome you, Samuel.
And very anxious. Earlier, I'll just tell Michelle, I'm very kanchong.
No need to be kanchong, Samuel. Don't worry, this is a safe space. Trust me, in more ways than one. Would you say that this book, which is all about your beautiful relationship with your mom, the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, would you say this is a memory book, an attempt to hold on to memories of her?
Okay, it all started not for the intention of writing a book. It is throughout my caregiving journey, because it's very xiong, can be very stressful. I think a lot of caregivers can attest to that.
Yeah.
So I think writing and narrating it down, and that time I use two outlets. One is Facebook. So I always, you know, use a Facebook, you know, like journaling, you know, in counseling, we talk about journaling as a tool
yes.
to help people to relate and also kind of for your own reflection and all that. So I start to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, because I'm also writing a column, and at the time I think it's Wan Bao. I have a weekly column, so I write. And so this writing and all this, somehow then we have you know, because my mother is they say that dementia is a long goodbye journey.
Yeah.
Indeed, with my mom, yes, it is a very, very long journey. So I'm able to collect a lot of all this, you know, little writings.
Moments, right? Anecdotes, yes. Like when she thinks that all her gold is missing and it's like a moment of paranoia. There's yes. a Facebook post on that you had, right? So you're collecting all these moments. Tell us about that moment with the gold.
Michelle, you read my book. I'm so touched.
Of course.
You know, sorry of the gold.
I do read these books.
You know that a lot of people think that dementia, you know, they tend to be very forgetful.
Mm.
As earlier I shared with Michelle, one of the reasons for me finally to write this book is also want to dispel some of the common myth of dementia,
mm-hmm.
as I have the first-hand encounter together with my sister.
Right.
So about this goal thing, is actually quite interesting episode. You know, my mom actually went through, I realized actually dementia is, there are different phases, different stages. So my mom started off the earlier part, which is the early sign, you know, that is quite true. Dementia is forgetfulness, every time forget and ask again, all this. One of the very significant moments of the earlier dementia is, you know, Chinese New Year.
Okay, what happened?
You know, I have this gathering of my old friends, and then because all my friends are social work, all this, so they come to my house, about 30, 40 of them, you know. Then my mother very happy, though. My mother so always, you know, want to give ang pao. So that is her moment. So she went out and give ang pao. Give one round, then she go back to the bedroom. 10 minutes later, she come out again. Another round of ang pao. Then the people, all my friends, auntie, they can go. They haven't given us, you know. So they just look. Guess what happened? 15 minutes later, my mother walked out again, give another round, and this repeated for many, many times.
So that was one of the first signs, huh?
And then gradually, it went on to, you know, becoming a lot of. We start to observe that there are a lot of disruptive behavior, and one of which is they become very suspicious and they have their own script, you know, which to us, it is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It is absurd. It is unbelievable.
Is there an example you can share?
Yes. for example, one day, because me and my sister, both of us are single, so we stayed with mom. And one day, my mom asked me to her room, and she said to me, you know, 我要跟你讲一件事情, I want to tell you something. Your sister stole my gold.
Right, there you go.
You know, my mother is the pioneer generation. You know that era, all very poor.
Right? Yeah.
So over time and all this, when the country get better, they somehow they got a little bit more saving. So they go and buy gold chain and all this.
So it's really precious. Yeah, and it's almost like her deepest fears are expressed.
Correct.
Because she grew up in poverty, right? Your mother.
Correct, correct.
Yeah.
And then she just say, you know, lost it. And then she just say that it's my sister. Hmm. Do you know that one day, Michelle, I know I was doing my casework in the family service center. My mom called me frantically, you know. And so I answered the call, say, Ma, 什么事? What is it? And then she said, you know, 你去请一个私家侦探调查你的姐姐, ask me to go and get a private investigator, you know. And her script, that's what earlier I said, her script is my sister go and buy stock and shares and she lost a lot of money. So she has no choice. So she used my mother's gold to actually repay the debt.
Yeah, and for her, that reality is real. For her, that is absolutely real.
Michelle, so we're always thinking ridiculous. We try to rationalize with her. We try to say not true. In fact, I keep telling her, Mom, 90% of our gold are bought by my sister, your daughter. So, is she pay money to buy one?
Thank you for sharing. I've always wanted to ask someone who is a caregiver, you know, what do you do? Do you sort of join her with that reality and act like that is real? Or do you keep trying to correct her, but that might cause a lot of conflict and confusion to her? So what do you do if you want to preserve sort of a quality of life?
Okay, I am very fortunate, partly also because I'm in the social work sector. So I got a lot of people surrounded me with all the clinical experience and all the knowledge. So I have a lot of good advice. And one day, a Catholic nun, Sister Geraldine, then she told me, Sam, don't argue. Mm. Don't try to change your reality because it is a reality.
Yeah.
So I said, Sister, what should I do? And then the sister just say one word, distraction.
Ah.
He just tried to distract her.
Mm.
So, anyway, so I tried, and it is true. You know? Okay, this one I have another story in my book. I also, one night, my mother went also frantically. That's why we caused her was sleepless night. You know, middle of night, she says, you know, she want to look for Arnoy. Arnoy actually is the nickname of my elder sister who was married, and then married, and then Jorin got her own family.
So she doesn't live with y'all anymore.
Yeah, and Arnoy is only the nickname that my mom will call.
Okay.
So she said she wants to look for Arnoy. And then ding, ding, long, long, after that, we tried many methods, you know. I asked Arnoy to call her, my sister to call her.
Okay.
We do a Zoom call, you know, video call. And she said, this is not Arnoy.
Right.
And then I said, then where is Arnoy? Arnoy lo hi pe, I mean, still Jula. Arnoy lo hi pe is, you know, in the earliest day, you know, no entertainment. So in the village, they go and watch this Chinese opera. You know, they got all this wooden stage.
Oh, yes.
And then they do opera, it's a Teochew opera kind of, so it's called hi pe la, the stage and all this. So she insisted that Arnoy, her daughter, is at the hi pe, at the opera stage, you know. I said,
So how did you distract her? How did you use that nun's advice and distract her?
Yeah, thank you for the question. Then I remember what Sister Geraldine keep telling her that Arnoy is married, Arnoy is whatever, you video also no use. So finally, I know, okay, since my mother associated with the Chinese Teochew opera, so I quickly go to YouTube and find a Teochew opera. It's called Dang Sang Ngo Nyo.
Wow.
It's those Teochew, they will know this show. So I started to actually, you know, the YouTube, we can do it on the TV.
Oh, yes.
So I started to tell my mother and say, Ma, you toy, Dang Sang Ngo Nyo. Then my mother watched, opera. So she started to sit next to me. So I keep engaging her and tell her about the Dang Sang Ngo Nyo. Ngo Nyo is a lady, Ma. This lady I met with Dang Sang, you know, at the Lantern Festival.
So you use that moment as an opportunity to bond with your mother instead of saying, no, you know, my daughter's not here. Turn it into a moment where you could come together. Amazing. Wow. I like your book because I think it shares a lot of key learnings. And in fact, the book in Chinese was titled, I believe, Lessons My Mother Taught Me. And this book was originally in Chinese and then that was back in 2022, I think, when you first wrote that. And now we're talking about the English translation. If you've just joined us, Samuel Ng is my guest. He's the author of Can I Hold You a While Longer, which details his journey. There he is holding up the book on video so that you can see the Chinese and the English versions, the new English version out in March this year. Fantastic, Samuel. I like the learnings that you share through this book in a very unconventional way, because it's not just text. You also use Facebook posts, little images of the Facebook posts, graphics. But yes, the core of it is, listen, if you're a caregiver, it's hard. We know it's incredibly hard. Caregiver burnout is real. And one thing that you say is the helper cannot handle everything. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah. Thank you, Bisha. Actually, yeah, you're right. You know, one of the feedback from my colleague is, after they saw my Facebook, they said, hey, somehow after reading on Facebook, they call it, you know, there's a little bit of sunshine. Because exhibit social worker, they feedback to me, whenever they handle the caregiver issues or the cases I talk to caregiver, it's always very tamana, very, very challenges, a lot of hurts, and then we also hear a lot of stories about when the caregiving responsibility difficulty go to the extreme, it can also break a family. And then siblings start to mistrust each other over finance, over caregiving responsibilities, also whose fault and all this or that.
Oh yeah.
So they say somehow the Facebook posts that I write are a lot of very positive things. You know what is my feedback to them? What are already caregiving of my mother already so tough when you write? Of course, you try to find positive things.
I think it's interesting you bring that up though, because I think writing helps us make sense of our own experiences. You know?
Yeah, like one of the wonderful things when my mother, I mean, now my mother is at the end stage.
She's so in a home, she cannot right?
In a nursing home, but okay. She cannot recognize us anymore. Actually, Michelle, that was very sad. You know what? In my extended family, everybody say, I am my mother's world. Because I'm the only son of two daughters, ma. So of course, my daughter do for me, la.
Yeah, of course.
So they say, you know, 你妈妈忘记全世界也不会忘记你. Everybody say, you know, my mom will forget the whole world, everybody except me. Guess what?
She forgot.
I am the first one she forgot. You know, I can laugh. But when that time, I tell you, I cannot accept it. Ma, how can, I mean, sorry, I'm your son. How can you, I mean, sorry.
I'm sorry. It's a painful moment. I understand.
I mean, then, you know, that feeling is very odd that your mother is still there.
Yes.
But your mother has gone.
Yes.
The mother you see now is no longer the mother. I mean, I tell you that part is very difficult. And I realized that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry.
When did that happen, Samuel? When she forgot you?
I think when she got very, after she got very disruptive. And then,
Was it a few years back? Recently?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years back.
Can you talk to us about the decision to put your mother in a home? Because that is so difficult for a lot of people, making that decision when to put someone with dementia into a home.
Indeed, very difficult, because, you know, especially in Asian society, in Chinese society, we all believe that, you know, we call it filial piety, xiao dao. So it is our responsibility to take care of. And then sending to the institutional care, that nursing home, is a form of like what we call abandonment. So for and I tell you, the heaviest burden is actually on my sister, the second sister. Because after that she told us, she said, you know, during the earlier time when my mother still lucid can talk and all this, she said one day my mom asked her, 你们会不会把我送去老人院? My mom asked her, will you all send me to an old folks home? And my sister go and hug my mother, say, I will never. So she told me, brother, can you understand? I broke promise with my mother that eventually we have no choice, because there come a time where my mother is so disruptive that, you know, the house is me, my sister, and then we employ a helper. So the three of us, we really cannot cope, you know. Yeah. At the end, you know, okay, everybody is very different. So my mom, when she went through the very disruptive period, she had this syndrome called wandering. She will just keep walking. And I tell you, she walked until her clothes and all this soaked wet. And then she already must walk on a walking aid. She's quite tuajiawana. So somebody has to carry her. Can you imagine? Every day, 12 hours non-stop walking, and you have to carry her, even middle of the night. So at the end of the day, we all burn out. We really totally physically, we get very exhausted.
Completely.
And then we, of course, then we send my mother to see a psychiatrist. The psychiatrist prescribes sleeping pills and all this. Michelle, I can do a confession here. Mm. You know, end up, I take the sleeping pill. I also cannot sleep. You know that we all
not recommended,
the
by
same-
the way. Adult caregivers, get your own prescriptions from your psychiatrist. Samuel Ng is my guest. He's the author of Can I Hold You a While Longer? And I think you can sense it's a very different book about a caregiver and his journey with caregiving. Samuel, what do you most want adult carers of parents with dementia to take from this book?
Okay. For me, I feel that, you know, the one day one of my pastor friend told me that, Samuel, if you look at it, you know, this journey with your mom is a very long goodbye journey. Are you able to see and reflect from your own spiritual or deep inside you, you know, what is the meaning to you? Do you know that actually, Bishop, at the end of the day, I found out that although today, you know, when I came up with my Chinese book or now the English book, then everybody kind of tell me congratulations. Oh, you are a very filial son. Your mom is very fortunate, you know, to have you all because you all really take good care of this. I see, you know, I'm a very filial son. But do you know that, in fact, I was not? Okay, I can do a little bit of sharing. I think in my book, I did mention, you know, especially during my adolescent stage, there was a very difficult time because my father passed away when we were very young. So my mother, as a young widow, have to actually, and you know, that period of time, mother is a tailor, home-based tailor.
She was
and
a tailor?
We are just so, yeah, yeah. Okay. My mom is a home tailor. And then at the end of the day, you know, then I, you know, as an adolescent, you know, mm-hmm. then there's a lot of things that I think my mother very stupid. My mother cannot take care of us and all this or that. You know what I did? I left home.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And for many, many years, I did not even visit her. And that was the, so in fact, one of my friends told me, Samuel, this is a payback time. Because I know there's a very long and track. You know, can you imagine that when, you know, I think from a parenting, you know, parent-child relationship, you're going through the midlife and then a lot of midlife crisis and issue, especially imagine widow and then, you know, and all that stuff. And then the young children are going through a very difficult adolescent phase.
So you want people to understand that it's a journey and, you know, don't blame yourself, right, for any step of the way.
I'm not close with my mother. And we are the very Asia type, you know. Mm. You know the Asia type, Chinese type, that you are not physically close.
Yeah.
And all this. But today, when I visit my mom, the most enjoyable thing is I massage her.
Oh, and how is your mom, by the way? How is she now?
She is, she forget about us, but I really am very thankful to the home for taking very good care of my mother. My mother, we always say, now my mother is living in her princess time. Okay. She went back to the time where she's so happy. And then do you know that because dementia also, there's a deterioration of a lot of her function.
Yep.
So now she's me on blended food. And then she likes to talk now.
Okay.
She see everybody she want to talk, but you cannot understand.
So she's not paranoid and she's happy. Do you sense that she's gone back to maybe a particular stage of her life? Does she think she's in her 20s or do you know?
Yeah, I don't know whether there's any scientific proof. It's just as your own caregiver, my own story. I find that she is actually stages after stages going back to her. And at one point in time, I keep saying that, I think mom, that's why mom is back to her teenage girl time. That's why, number one, she thinks that she's not married.
Oh, and then that wonder she's happy. Sorry, but...
No, at one point in time, I keep telling her, Michelle, at one point, I'm so frustrated. I don't care. I just every day go and psycho her. Mom, I'm your son. 我是你的阿弟,你最爱我的,我是你的儿子.
But in her reality, if she's not married yet, you don't exist. She has no idea who you are.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what she said? She pointed at me and said, "Lisi is what? You anyhow say. You are not my son. No, I'm your son." So
that's hilarious.
So, okay, the most beautiful thing is, you know, from that and very distant, and then, you know, a lot of hurts. I mean, every family, we went through that. certain family, you know, in the relationship, and then we got some unresolved issue. So personally, I experienced from a psychotherapy
analytic
point of view.
Okay, yeah.
You know, psychotherapy is that, you know, then I begin to go through the process of awareness, forgiveness, embracing, and finally loving.
That's beautiful.
So today, beautiful. You know, the way that I can embrace my mother, the physical touch, the massage, the hugging her and all this, you know, to me, it's the blessing from heaven.
Oh.
It is unimaginable, you know, that even the fact that I was so distant away from her then and until today. So I also feel that that's why if you are willing to actually see through a very different lens, of course, I think your reminder, it is also quite true. Caregiving, it is a very tedious job. It is a very difficult challenge. But in it, you can somehow, you know, pick up some of this kind of, you know, your own personal spiritual growth. I thought that is also quite beautiful.
I think that is a fantastic place to end, Samuel. We've got to end for the news, but thank you for coming on and sharing more about your book with us, which is called Can I Hold You a While Longer? He is Samuel Ng. Have a terrific weekend ahead, Samuel.
Yes, Michelle, thank you very much for your good conversation. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.